This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Afghan election officials say only about 20% of the country's more than 9 million eligible voters cast ballots in the presidential election. The Taliban had warned voters to stay home or risk being hurt. The insurgents did carry out some attacks, authorities say, but were blocked from conducting any major violence. Results of the election are expected on October 19th. Protesters and police clashed in Hong Kong for a second straight day on Sunday, throwing the city's business and shopping belt into chaos. Police in riot gear were seen beating and detaining protesters near Hong Kong's government complex. Repeatedly, police also fired blue liquid used to identify protesters from a water cannon truck and multiple volleys of tear gas after demonstrators hurled Molotov cocktails at officers and targeted the government office building. It was a repeat of Saturday's clashes and part of a familiar cycle since pro-democracy protests began in early June. The protests were sparked by a now-shelved extradition bill and have since snowballed into an anti-China movement. In Lebanon, protesters blocked several main roads in the Lebanese capital. Some set tires and trash bins on fire as several hundred people gathered in the heart of the city to protest corruption and deteriorating economic conditions. Protesters gathered in at least three other areas in Lebanon, including a main highway which leads to the Syrian capital, Damascus, the state news agency said. Lebanon is heavily indebted. It faces financial strains linked to a slowdown in capital inflows that are needed for the funding of the government and the import-dependent economy. From Washington, D.C., this is VOA News. Washington continues to debate the whistleblower complaint.